Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So, you know, I just don't like it when people panic. I don't want people to be all nervous and there to be drama and, you know, just everybody just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I know it's kind of a scary time. Many of you have reached out over the last week or two saying you think you're getting canned soon. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And my kids' friends. Are in careers where they've been told there's layoffs. Some people are lucky enough to be told it's happening. Others are all guessing. And the paranoia is setting in, and we got Christmas coming, and Hanukkah, you know, just, you know, Kwanzaa, and somebody says, I should also mention Festivus, right? I know it's a lot to take, but so if you think you're going to lose your job, these are some things you should be doing and not do. Okay, let's start with the not. If you think you're going to be losing your job, please do not start posting crap online. Please don't start bad-mouthing your boss, bad-mouthing your company. And you would think this is a no-brainer, but a lot of people have been biting their tongue because they work for a company and they don't want to get fired. And now that they know they're going to get fired, they're like, whew, I don't have to hold it in. So this place sucks. This boss sucks. They're crooked, they're fraud, they steal money from their clients, that, you know, and they just go off and off. Please, for the love of God, don't do that, because you are going to have to be hireable again, either by that company or another company. And another company will not hire you if you crap talk, poop talk your current employer. Poop talking your current employer, even if you're going to a competitor, never bodes well, because that new company will think, well, then you're going to do the same to us. So, no trash talking. Number two is, don't quit preemptively. Going, I can't handle it, I can't handle it, I'm so worried. Let me just, you know, cut the ties now. Then I could take a deep breath, and then I could go and try to find a job. Stay in that job until you have something else, right? The other thing is don't panic, because you might not be laid off. Layoffs mean certain numbers of people. They're going to still need other people to man the ship. I mean, look at Twitter. Twitter still had to have at least half their workforce still there. So don't panic. And I understand people are like, well, I don't want to work for a company that might have to lay off. We're being told that now with Amazon, Meta, and a whole bunch of the other companies, that this could be something that is going to be a reality for a lot of companies. Please be careful when you jump from one shopping cart line to another, because you might be in a worse situation. Now, what should you do? If you think you are going to be laid off, or you think that's going to happen, what should you do? Well, one is start checking out your resume, seeing if you need to update it. If your memory is from 2011, you might want to fix it. Number two is, make sure you do have, you know, like an interview suit. There are still going to be jobs out there. They're still going to be hiring. So make sure that, you know, if you've let yourself go and you've saved money and, you know, just maybe kind of revisit that. Number three is, very casually, you know, start looking out to see what else is out there. You might be, let's say, in human resources. Well, human resources might, you know, be having issues because human resources hire and there might be hiring freezes. But what if you could also do marketing? What if you could also do communications? What if you could also be an asset to another? So the big mistake I see people do all the flipping time is they go, well, I'm just this, or I'm just in this, or I'm just, and I'm like, actually, no, your degree is in X, Y, and Z. You could do all of this. You know, I get this even with people in medicine. Well, you know, I'm just family medicine. So all I could really do is clinic. No, you can't. If you're family medicine, you could do urgent care. You could do ER. You could do a whole bunch of things. You could do OB. You could do derm. You know, go back and go, what did you study? What did you, you know, your degree gets you in the door, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's all you could do. And there might be some positions that allow you. Another thing you could do, if you think you're going to get fired and you think you are in a sort of career where you're going to be screwed no matter where you go, all right, start increasing your education. Try and do an MBA. Maybe go back, go online if you don't want to go to college or pay. Maybe borrow if they're going to be writing, you know, student loan debt anyway. If you can't afford it, they might be, you know, writing $10,000 off yearly. Who knows what's going to happen? But you can maybe, you know, start augmenting your, you know, every time we're in a recession, I tell everybody the best thing you can do is increase your resume. Get some extra certification. Get an extra degree. Now that everything is online, you can do this stuff at home. Because the thing I worry about with job loss, one is money. Number two is the boredom. Number three is getting used to being lazy. No. I mean, if you've been working 8 to 5, you get your ass up and then you study. And you get the extra certification because the economy always changes. And then when people do hire back, you're going to have a stronger resume. You're going to have a stronger look to you. Another thing you could do is talk to your boss and employer and say, look, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not jumping ship. I'm not scared. I love this company. But obviously there's a lot of talk of layoffs. You might not know because, you know, they might squirm going, oh, God, what are they going to ask me? Just say, look, if there are opportunities for me to move laterally, you know, realize I could do this, and this. So if there are changes, if you need somebody that can manage some tasks in multiple departments, consider my application. You know, I mean, let people know that you might do more than just playing solitaire on your computer at work. You know, let them know that you can do grant writing. You can do communications. You can do administrative skills. You can help in marketing. You can help in shipping and receiving. You know, you can help IT. Because a person that can be used as a float can sometimes be extremely valuable. Another thing that happened during the Great Recession, which did not end in 2009, but happened during the teens, is many of you have talked to me about how what many of you did was ask your boss to cut hours down so you all kept your job. You know, maybe you don't need to work 40 hours and you can work 36 hours. Will that save money across the board? So you have options. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. When the wall made me crash my car and make me feel
creepy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you asked what I thought about Dave Chappelle's Saturday Night Live monologue and if he was anti-Semitic. Okay, I didn't watch Saturday Night Live this weekend, and so I haven't seen what happened. I've heard a couple things, and it is it's a mixed bag, and I don't want to give a complete opinion on the matter because I can't be there, but the little bit I heard where I think he was talking about Kanye West. And he said something to the effect of nothing ever happens good when you start off a sentence with the Jews. And I think he was making a joke about how, you know, people will get themselves in trouble when, you know, they say something and then they, you know, follow it up. There's, I didn't hear the whole thing in its entirety. So I wasn't blown away by anything bad by it, because I'm like, you know, people do have to watch what they say, because, you know, sometimes it won't go well. And I think we've learned in society that you can say something and think you're good, you know, and that, you know, you're, you know, singing rap song lyrics or you're quoting somebody, but it's not the content, it's who says it. And if, you know, you don't fit the demographic, you can't say the rap lyric. You can't say that. And so it's one of those things where when you say, well, Jews, and then ears all perk up. And I mean, I grew up with friends that were like, you know, okay, Dolly's Jewish, so you know what? Okay, you handle, you know, finding us a good place to eat or, you know, whatever. So-and-so's Italian, so you're the one that cooks us dinner. For years, when, especially the Gen X and the boomers, grew up with an embracing of individual cultures and characterizing people based on their background. Not a good thing, because it got a lot of people into trouble, but that's kind of what, okay, you know, he's Irish, so he'll know where we go for St. Paddy's Day, or he'll know where we get the best beer, you know, and you know, this stuff, and there's obviously things that are maybe less complimentary or flattering when, you know, friends would talk to each other, whatever, but it was, you know, like, come on, man, you know, shut the hell up. People give each other crap and everybody would move on. Comedians would jump on that. Comedians, I went to a Brad Garrett comedy, and man, he hit every ethnicity. It was a popular show, it was funny, and it was no blowback, no, I mean, this is what comedians do. Comedians, Jimmy Fallon, who you see on Fox News a lot, had made a comment about, passing out bats at a Knicks, I think there was either a Knicks game, and I think they were, you know, giving a, sort of swag, you know, for maybe the first 100 people, and he goes, that's like giving out box cutters to, and then he brought up, I guess, you know, I don't know if he mentioned Brooklyn. Well, so, you know, when comedians do that, then, you know, people can say, oh my gosh, he's anti-Brooklynite, he's anti-this. And so, you know, comedians are well known to cross the line and bring up things that are controversial. I mean, if you see, Friends, when you see Friends nowadays, you would be like, oh, that's not politically correct, that's not politically correct. The show's not canceled. It's known as a comedy. When you look at Ted, when you look at Deadpool, you know, cuss words are offensive. Cuss words are in movies now, even TV shows. So, apparently, Chappelle began the show by saying, I denounce anti-Semitism in all its forms, and I stand with my friends in the Jewish community. He said, and that, Kanye, is how you buy yourself some time. So he's joking. He said he went on to say that Kanye broke the show business rules, the rules of perception. He says, if they're black, then it's a gang. If they're Italian, it's a mob. But if they're Jewish, it's a coincidence, and you should never speak about it. Now, I'm not exactly sure what he meant by that, but, you know, again, one thing about Chappelle is he is not going to hide from a topic. So when he was going to do his opening monologue for Saturday Night Live, he was going to hit it straight out. And then he went on to talk about how there's abundance of Jewish people in Hollywood. He said, but that doesn't mean anything. There's a lot of black people in Ferguson, Missouri. Doesn't mean they run the place. Chappelle said he could see if you had some kind of an issue, you might go out to Hollywood and start connecting some kind of lines, and you could maybe adopt the illusion that Jews run show business, but it's not a crazy thing to think, but it's a crazy thing to say out loud. So some people thought that Dave Chappelle tried to normalize anti-Semitism. And, you know, I'm not blown away by what he said. I think, you know, we're in a situation now where we have some things we need to talk about, and we're afraid to talk about certain things because we could get canceled. And mind you, having family that survived the Holocaust, I do not want any anti-Semitism. But if somebody says, wow, there's a lot of Jews in Hollywood, I don't think the cancel police needs to jump all... There are a lot of Jews in Hollywood. There's a lot of Italians. There's a lot of Catholics in Hollywood. There's a lot of Christians in Hollywood. You know, when people say, you know, all Jews are Democrat, I'm like, no, there's a bunch of Jews that are Republican too. You know, quit, you don't, you know, stereotype, you don't, you know, when you say all, when you make these comments, it starts to be divisive. When you say, you know, Steven Spielberg, I think, is Jewish, and, you know, Barbara Streisand is Jewish, okay, well, who cares if they're Jewish or not? I mean, and by the way, can I just say with religion, when people call themselves a Catholic or a Jew or a Christian or Muslim, you know, I think there's varying degrees to which they are. You know, I'm a much different Jew than a Hasidic Jew or Orthodox Jew or a Reconstructionist Jew. I mean, I do my Judaism a little differently. I mean, as you can see, I love having Christmas decorations all over the house. You know, I'm Jewish, but I, you know, so you can't compare me to Steven Spielberg or to Barbara Streisand. You know, we're all different. So I mean, I'll listen to his monologue. I know Dave Chappelle has, pushed the line. I know he has, made, you know, many people uncomfortable. But the reason why Dave Chappelle is kind of now becoming this poster child is because people want to know where comedy goes. You know, Jerry Seinfeld, multiple comedians have kind of spoken out saying they can't make the jokes they used to. When you guys told me that you couldn't stand Coming to America 2 and what the hell was wrong with the movie, and I'm like, well, it's because they clipped Eddie Murphy's wings. Eddie Murphy could not do a 1980s movie in 2020 or 2021. And there's no way he could make the jokes he makes because people would find it offensive. The average comedic set will insult somebody. So is comedy gone? You know, but the problem is when it's a very sensitive topic, like, you know, you can't really make jokes on abortion. That's pretty sensitive. Anyone who's lost a child, you know, anyone who's been pregnant, anyone who's undergone an abortion, there's going to be some mixed feelings. So when somebody goes up and says, you know, and starts making jokes about fetuses, you know, that could be, you know, not too funny. So, you know, what is now going to be our new definition of funny? And I think a lot of people are finding that things aren't that funny. You can still make jokes. There's still ways to be funny. I mean, I think there's a lot of meat and a lot of content with the January 6th committee. I think you could take that January 6th committee and say, you got to get the January 6th committee all over it. Or, where was the January 6th committee? Or, boy, that January 6th committee was fast. You could take that January 6th committee and make that an entity, but I'm sure then somebody's going to be ticked off about that. People died during January 6th. You can't say that. So, comedians have had a free pass because they knew they were just making jokes. And it was very interesting because, in fact, Dave Chappelle was the one in The Nutty Professor when he was making jokes about fat individuals, and then Eddie Murphy turned around and made fun of him. And so it's interesting because that was one of the first times comedians were kind of like highlighted as, okay, wait a second, this is going too far. And by the way, Dave Chappelle was the one in that role in The Nutty Professor. And so I do think comedians can go too far. I think, some people don't want to be made fun of by the comedians, so they don't go, you know, they don't, go to stand-up anymore. But, we are going to rethink comedy. It's now changing because comedians are really limited with a lot of the things they could say. And Dave Chappelle has highlighted that. 1-877-DOCTOR-BELLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ahead of the G20 summit in Indonesia, President Biden meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time since Biden has taken office. The Chinese president saying there is work to be done between the two nations.
Currently, the China-U.S. relationship is in such a situation that we all care a lot about it.
A strong storm system is moving across the United States towards the south. The Gulf Coast region may see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. The system is expected to move to the northeast Tuesday and Wednesday. Arctic air will spread across the country this week, and virtually the entire lower 48 will likely see temperatures lower than normal. USA Radio News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some breaking news. Jay Leno has been in a horrific accident, and we are being told that the former Tonight Show was in his garage when one of his cars erupted into flames. He wasn't driving it. He was in his garage, and the car not necessarily explodes, but erupts into flames. All his engagements have been canceled. He's hospitalized. He's right now at the Grossman Burn Center. He missed an appearance in Las Vegas today. Supposed to be, I think, this weekend. It was a financial conference. And the family can't give us a lot of details. He is alive. But what the hell happened? Facial burns. Was hospitalized as his garage set alight, according to TMZ. He's 72 years old. The car erupted into flames without warning. It burned the left side of his face. His eye and ear was not affected, we're being told, according to Daily Mail. canceled his performance on Sunday. It was the Forum 2020 financial brand. And a statement from People magazine said his family was not able to provide us very many details, but there was a very serious medical emergency that is preventing Jay from traveling. Now, I'm not sure what car he has. Of course, the first thing I think about is electric. I know he has multiple. I think he has antique cars. I think he, I don't know if he's a car collector to the extent where all of the, what each car is. I know he collects cars. I just don't know per se, what type of cars they have. But I would just really like to know if it was electric or not. I think that's kind of crucial. And the reason why is what happened to Ann Hetch. Ann Hetch died of her burn injuries, and a fire didn't go out for an hour in the house she ran into. Was her car electric? Electric cars are notorious for their fires being very difficult to go out. Now, a fuel-injected car, car with that's gas-run can blow up also. But, cars connected to power lines and power cords, and I want to know a little bit more about the safety before, my kids are in one. We talked about how these cars, the studies have shown that car for car, and, assuming that there's been more gas-powered cars than electric cars on the roads, gas-powered cars are involved in more car fires. Okay. And so that's where so far the science is. But again, we don't have a lot of electric cars out there. We don't have years and years of data. They're waiting for years and years of data. And we are seeing pictures of cars that will run into something, and then boom, the fire will start. And a lot of the batteries are under the driver's seat or under the, in the middle of the car. So when you see the fire start in the front, even though, yes, gas is powered and there is a gas line, that could still aflame. I just want to know that these aren't because they're electric cars. When, the Raiders wide receiver Riggs had hit in Las Vegas at high speed a RAV4, and witnesses said you could hear the woman screaming in her car as she and her dog were burned alive after the accident. Was the RAV4 a hybrid? Was it, I understand, high-speed crashes can cause car fires. But if we are seeing a trend, and if Jay Leno, is sadly a victim of an electric car, freak accident, we need to know these. And the reason why is in science. Before we put a medicine out there on the market and tell everybody to take the medication, we want to vet the product first. We made that mistake with Viagra. It went out on the market too quick and people started to die, and they go, oh, whoa, wait a second, it's their nitrates. For those of you guys having angina and you're on nitroglycerin, don't be taking Viagra. So post-launch, we found out we had to pull the drug back and revisit some concerns. Well, same thing with electric cars. We are exploding in terms of electric cars, everybody get your electric vehicle, everybody plug in. We're going to have charging systems. We're going to be very dependent now on an electric grid. I just want to know that there's not any certain safety features where it's like, oh, we should have rethought that. The Titanic. Everybody was in such a hurry to have a big, beautiful ship and not have it sullied with a bunch of boats on the side, make it look better, make it lighter, make it faster, whatever. And then it was like, don't. We should have had more lifeboats. So I don't want a don't moment happening with electric cars. And I could be wrong. Maybe this could be one of his old-fashioned, gas tank cars. But I'm nervous. You hear of these weird car fires, and we're just not getting the other piece. Well, what car was it? I mean, thank God we know that his eye and ear are okay. We need to know that. That was all important. That's what I want to know first. Is he alive? What injuries did he sustain? Okay, but now, what car is it? We're just being told one of his cars. Now, I get it. People can freak out. people could say, oh my gosh, you know, now that they're saying it's electric car, everybody's going to freak out. Everybody's going to freak out. Just tell us. Okay, you know, the consumers need to know. I would rather we get this figured out before the electric cars launch. And it could be one of his older vehicles. He could have been working, because he likes to work on his antiques. You know? It could have been there that maybe he was welding something. Who knows? But if there is any relationship, we just need to know. And I don't want to, you know, spread any rumors, and I don't want to give false information. I have no idea. I just hope he's okay. But we are going too fast, too quickly with politicians deciding before we kind of, before we kind of, you know, catch up. By 2030, President Biden wants half of all vehicles sold in the U.S. to be electric. Henry Ruggs, you know, it was an accident with a RAV4, and that RAV4, his car, didn't blow up in flames from the impact, but hers did. And she and her dog died. The battery is usually under our seats. There's the electric motor in the front. According to San Diego Union Tribune, when a short circuit in an electric vehicle battery occurs, there's a crash or overheating while it's getting charged. The cell case can burst. Was the car overheating when it was charged? When one cell ignites, it could cascade to other cells, leading to what is called a thermal runaway, and it could cause a fire. Now, we don't hear a lot of people charging their cars having fires, but if it does overheat, can that happen? Bunch of people died. Four people died in Walnut Grove, Memphis. It was a head-on car accident. One car ended up in flames. Type of car, again, never mentioned. Another fiery crash happened, you know, in Winnetka, California. Two critically injured. It's car fire after car fire after car fire. What are these cars? I just want to know. And is it a similar brand? Maybe there needs to be a recall. Maybe it has nothing to do with electric. Is there a type of injury, you know, if we are seeing a lot of car fires, what needs to be done from these car manufacturers, fuel or electric? You know, they say when fuel system leaks, electrical system failures, spilled fluids, design flaws, these could all contribute to car fires. Hybrid and electric vehicle batteries can be culprits as well. Now, in 2011, there was an investigation into the Chevy Volt because there was a concern with the lithium-ion batteries. Those could ignite during a crash. GM recalled their Chevy Volt hybrid because of concerns of catching fire. So this is kind of what we need. We need just more investigation into this before we have all these rules where people can't buy any other vehicle. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners, Anonymous, wants to know the site to track your ballot. I'm not sure which state you're in. This is useful in multiple states, but I don't have, it's not in every state. The website we were talking about earlier in the show was called Ballot Tracks. Ballot Tracks is a software that, according to the website, it uses i3LogIX, a, quote, unique patent-pending solution that tracks the status of every mail-in ballot and sends a series of proactive alerts to voters telling them where their ballot is in the election process from printed to accepted. They say this gives voters peace of mind knowing their vote remains private and has been counted. Now, mine doesn't show up on this. And when I talk to the elected official, I go, yeah, I think it's just because, or the official, I think it's because it's just for mail-in ballots. They said, no, this should also work for your in-person ballot, too. So I'm not entirely sure, but it's called Ballot Tracks. For those of you who did at least an in-person or a mail-in ballot, They say it is a mail ballot locator and notification system. They claim they have over 150 million plus ballots tracked, 39 billion records processed, 63 million plus registered voters who have used the system, 544 plus counties using it, 1,700 total elections run with the help of that system, 10 million plus active ballot tracks users. So the states using it are California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Carolina, D.C., and Rhode Island. States that have some counties that are using it, it's not in all counties, but some, include Oregon, Arizona, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Florida, Virginia, New Jersey. So it's called BallotTracks.com, BallotTracks.com. Tracks is with an X and not CKS. So basically you go on it, you find your state. So let's say you go to find your state. Then each state has a special link. So I don't know why it won't let me visit the California one. It'll only let me visit the Nevada one. No. Now it's not letting me visit any of them. I wonder if it's overwhelmed. I think everybody's kind of looking on that. So it allows you to, but all I know is when I went on it, it had me put in my name, date of birth, an address. I think that's it. Couldn't find my ballot. But then again, I don't know if that's good news because remember, I didn't get a mail-in ballot, neither did one of my family members. So maybe that's good news. That means nobody used our mail-in ballots. That's why I went in person, but remember they said I was purged from the system, so not sure. So yeah, check, it's a nice software, I just don't think it's 100% foolproof. They might say, oh yeah, we have you, which is fantastic, but, you want to know if it's counted. We are going to be looking at a lot of questions coming as to, why there was not a lot of parallelity with, a Senate win, but not the governor win, or congressional wins that might have gone one way versus the other, ballots coming in late. There's going to be some drama that ensues, and I really urge us to, rethink how we do mail-in ballots, which was usually just a handful of ballots for those who couldn't make it to the polls, military, to now a choice where I don't have to go up to a poll anymore, I could just drop this in the mail. So, yeah. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A judge has extended the block on Biden's student loan forgiveness program. A St. Louis-based 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an injunction today. It bars the Department of Education from erasing student debt for millions of borrowers. Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina said that Biden had skirted congressional authority. This injunction will remain in place while the court considers their lawsuit. So 6 Republican-led states have filed this. The St. Louis-based 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has issued the injunction. The court had October 21 temporarily barred the Biden administration from discharging the student loans while it considered an emergency request by the 6 states for an injunction. The state's case was dismissed, though they are appealing that decision. So what the states say is that their plan skirted congressional authority, threatens the state's future tax revenues and money earned by state entities that invest in or service student loans. U.S. District Judge Henry Autry in St. Louis on October 20th dismissed the state's case, saying that while they raised important and significant challenges to the debt relief plan, they lacked legal standing. The Congressional Budget Office in September calculated the debt forgiveness would eliminate $430 billion of the $1.6 trillion in outstanding student debt, giving $10,000 in student loan relief for borrowers making under $125,000 or couples $250,000, under $250,000. Borrowers who receive Pell Grants to benefit lower-income college students could get up to $20,000 of their debt canceled. But as many several lawsuits say, did Biden have this authority? And is it under the guise of, well, because of COVID? Well, if COVID is not a national emergency anymore, then where does this come from? I think it is going to go through because he promised it. He's still in power. The Senate's in power. The House is narrowly led by Republicans. They might not want to tick off their constituents. But I told you, it's not the most popular thing that came out of this administration because the average person did not, the average person made pretty significant choices and cuts based on their ability to borrow. And so their college choice changed. Their living arrangements changed. Their career choices changed. And even though 10,000 isn't a lot, for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, it could have made or broke, you know. And for those individuals that said, I just don't want to borrow, I can't afford it, I'm going to owe the government, now it's like, wait a second. We could have borrowed this whole time. And so, you know, I'm happy for my students to get some relief, but I really, really wanted, what I want is the problem solved with colleges not charging what they charge. Who should really be writing off this debt? The federal government and taxpayers, or should it be the colleges? I think what Biden should do is say, look, we're not going to make taxpayers pay for this. We need the money still coming into the system, so we're going to ask the colleges to cover it. And if the colleges go, oh, hell no. Well, then, you know, you guys are the ones that charged the students this. You know, all the universities out there that charged an arm and a leg and extra out-of-state student fees, why should it be on these kids' next-door neighbor to pay for it? So it's a, you know, you could write off debt. What's the next thing that's going to be written off? Mortgages? Government-funded, what other government-funded loans is going to be written off? And then I guess what that's telling us is, you know, guys, maybe borrow rather than using your own savings. I mean, I waited tables. I worked multiple jobs to get myself through college and medical school. I borrowed to go to medical school, but the bare minimum so I wouldn't have to owe. Would have been nice to know that I could have borrowed more and just gotten stuff written off, rather than paying off my student loans and struggling to pay off my student loans. It would have been nice, you know. But what would really be nice is, you know, my students not being charged $400,000 or $500,000 to get a medical education. That would be nice. So I say go to the universities. This way you aren't dealing with thousands upon thousands of, or millions of dollars going into lawsuits. Go to the universities and say, look, we want to write off all of this. You guys all put money in because you're the ones that got the money. That's what I would do, but now it's going to happen. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.